866-877-288-9116.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have a special guest, Henry Lamb. And we're going to be talking about globalism. Now, Henry's been working with Agenda 21, the environmental movement, for many years, trying to point out that it is being used to increase government control over your life. They're really not concerned about the environment. In fact, many of the problems that we have, real environmental problems, have been intentionally created. They don't want a solution. They want a problem because, of course, they want to use the environmental issue to expand government control not only over the lives of the people here, but all across the face of the earth. When you see something going on that doesn't make sense, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, what's really going on? Rational people don't do irrational things. Irrational people do irrational things, and certainly we're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. But I'm going to let Henry talk to you about what he has discovered, because he's been on the front lines of this battle for many years and certainly one of the great champions of the cause of individual freedom. Henry, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little about yourself and the work that you've done?
Well, Stan, first, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. I have, in fact, been fighting this battle for individual freedom and private property rights now for many years, about 20 years. And the reason that I got involved is because in the mid-80s, when I was running a construction company, one of our crews was on our neighbor's farm installing some drain tile to clear out a mud hole so it could grow some corn. When a gentleman from the Corps of Engineers and the EPA pulled up in a white pickup truck and informed my crew chief that he was polluting the waters of the United States, and when I got to the job site and informed the federal officials that the nearest waters of the United States was just off Myrtle Beach, about 700 miles to the east, and he didn't find it too funny. But it really bothered me that the federal government could come on private property and prevent a private landowner from installing drain tile on his own land. And I set out to find out how that happened and how to change it. I discovered that the wetland policy originated in Ramsar, Iran, in 1971 when the United States signed an international treaty. And that opened a door to the United Nations and the international community that I had never known existed. I really didn't want to know about it, but felt that I had to know about it. And I began attending United Nations meetings all around the country and all around the world, for that matter. And the more I saw, the more frightened I became, and the more deeply involved I got into trying to influence domestic policy in defense of the influence of the international community.
But you know, when you find these things out and you try to tell other people, they look at you with a blank stare. This couldn't be true. I mean, a United Nations, an international program to control what I do with my property. Why, I'm an American, you know, I have the rights to do with my property what I want to, And people don't understand. You used to have the right to do what you wanted to with your property, but all that has changed. And it doesn't matter whether, certainly whether our Congress ratifies these treaties once they're signed by the president, the ruler, the elite, why, they're going to go ahead and implement it. And Congress is irrelevant. Your duly elected representatives are irrelevant. There is an agenda. It's called Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. And whether you think it's logical, whether you think it's right, doesn't matter. This is going on. And I know I had some property back east, and I bought it. It was a nice piece of property. It was going to be developed commercially. But they found some little green shoots growing on it. And if there was green shoots in this dry area, it must be a wetland. And so I lost about 2 or 3 of the 10 acres there. Couldn't be developed because it was a wetland. And under federal regulation, you couldn't do anything with that wetland. It wasn't wet except in the wintertime. But that didn't matter. Why, of course, I lost the right to my property. And what can we do to find it? You can't find it. This is the law of the land. After all, we are a nation of laws, or are we a nation of laws? And who makes the laws? And so you pick up the story, Henry. You certainly have been on the front lines trying to get people to see. I'm just like, Patrick Henry, Paul Revere writing, to warn people the Redcoats are coming. They're already here. They're in the bureaucracy. They're changing America.
Way back in the 1980s, Stan, I happened to see on the news one evening that a gentleman named O.C. Mills was in a federal penitentiary for putting 19 loads of sand on his private property to build a house. And, that made absolutely no sense to me. So I went to Florida. I found O.C. Mills, and I found the building lot that where he put the 19 loads of sand, and there was nothing wet at all about it. It was adjoining a little bay, an inlet, but the land was perfectly fine, high and dry. In fact, he had a building permit from the local county commission. He had approval from the State Department of Environmental Protection. And by the time the truck got there with the 19th load of sand to put the foundation on, the EPA and Corps of Engineers showed up and issued a cease and desist order. And O.C. argued best he could that, he had all the permits. It was not wetland. He went to a federal court. And the judge would not even allow him to present his building permit or his approval from the state. He said wetland regulation was a federal policy and state regulations had nothing to do with it. So he and his son wound up spending 24 months in a federal penitentiary. And I can tell you story after story after story of people whose lives were absolutely ruined by this policy. And by the endangered species policy that allows a federal bureaucrat to dictate how a person may or may not use his own private property. And this is wrong. It has to change. And that's what we've been about for the last 20 years.
And thank goodness you have. We'll be back in just a moment with Henry Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, next time it could be you.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, here at the American Freedom Network, I guess one thing is Henry Lamb, we're talking about his book on globalism. So basically, of course, Henry has pointed out that they actually arrest people and they put them in federal prison for simply developing their own land. Even though you have your permits, everything's fine, why a federal bureaucrat can come? Do you realize that today in America, one of every 33 Americans is in prison, probation or parole? About one in every 100 American adults is in prison. Why would that be? Well, we have to enforce the law, but what laws are we enforcing? How many innocent people are in prison today because some bureaucrat just wants them in prison? Why? We have laws. We're a nation of laws, but, of course, who pays the judges? How do you get a fair trial? Do these people have a right to a jury trial, Henry?
In some instances, they do. OC did have a jury trial, and come to find out, 3 years after he got out of jail, he discovered that one of the jurors was a brother to one of the federal agents that put him in jail. And it was not revealed that during the jury inspection, but it was also discovered that that particular individual had been very influential in the verdict. You know, there was all kinds of foolishness in that case, and in many other cases.
That's criminal activity on the part of the government to get a conviction of an innocent man. And when they're sending innocent people to prison in a nation, then no man's life or property is safe.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, in the 80s, I was particularly concerned about private property rights in rural communities. And then in 1992, with the advent of Agenda 21 and its 40 chapters of recommended regulations on urban people, I discovered that this agenda affects virtually every person, rural and urban, and the overall goal is to get people to live in sustainable communities, which are described in UN literature as islands of habitat in the wilderness. The idea and the plan is to convert at least half of the land area in the lower 48 states to wilderness, and most of the remainder into buffer zones surrounding these islands of human habitat, otherwise called sustainable communities, in which virtually all activity is regulated by government.
And it's so difficult for people to believe this is really happening, but I saw that the President Obama recently, in the last week or two, named I don't know how many millions of acres of wilderness. What people don't understand is when they name it wilderness, that means you can't go in there. I mean, nobody can go in. No fire trails, no nothing, no fire trails. The forests are going to burn. They don't care. They're not interested in nature. They're interested in locking people up in sustainable communities.
Well, it is strange that we have, I think it's about 36 square miles adjacent to the Mexico border in southern Arizona that is designated wilderness. And it is used freely by the illegal immigrants hauling human traffic and drugs and who knows what else across the border through the wilderness area. But the Border Patrol cannot enter the area. In fact, there are signs all along the area warning Americans to stay out because it is a wilderness area and because it is dangerous because the Mexicans might shoot you. And that's just absolutely ridiculous for this government to hold that position.
Well, I think they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to realize what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, basically, what does this have to do, though, with globalism? And certainly we're talking about Americans losing their property rights. We're talking about an agenda which is going to put half of the United States into wilderness, another 25% into border areas, and then the rest of us will be in the area that exists in sustainable communities, where we will not be able to live in a house, but in a small apartment where we can be watched and monitored, and of course we can have a bicycle. And of course this whole facade about electric cars is all about. Why? Because you can't go very far in an electric car. And because, of course, they're going to run the price of electricity up so high you're not going to be able to afford it, because they don't want you traveling around.
No,
they want
absolutely
you,
not.
Or you could be watched.
You have to recognize that the ultimate goal of the people who are pushing this kind of an agenda is a Marxist goal. It is the ultimate idea that utopia occurs when there is equality among people of the earth. And the way to do that is, as the Communist Manifesto states, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. And the ultimate goal of Agenda 21 and of globalism and global control of trade, global control of finance, global control of property use, global control of everything is to effect this equality. And the entire United Nations agenda, whether it be the Climate Change Treaty or the Biodiversity Treaty or the World Trade Organization or any other aspect of the United Nations and the international community, is to equalize the benefits of the Earth's resources. And you know that the United States has always been pointed to as the abuser of the Earth's resources, while the rest of the world is in poverty. And the solution, according to the international community, is to take from those who have it, the United States and the Western nations, and give it to those people who do not. And that's how they intend to equalize the benefits of the Earth's resources.
Well, of course, socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory. But it doesn't work unless somebody's in charge. So there's got to be equality, except for the elite. And basically, socialism is an elitist concept that is largely financed by people of great wealth. And why would people of great wealth want socialism, Henry? That doesn't make sense. They're not going to divvy up their wealth, are they?
No, certainly not. But they control what others may do. And that's, the key is always control. Control of society. Control of a community. Control of Congress. It is control.
And that is the name of the game. And that's what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, why have we sent over 8 million jobs overseas? I mean, over 42,000 businesses closed in the United States in the last 11 years. Why? Well, a lot of them have moved overseas. Why have they moved overseas? Because we give them special tax breaks. We give them all sorts of special incentives to move overseas, and then we make it very difficult to exist here. We run up the cost of electricity intentionally. so that they will be forced to move, and because they get the harassment from the EPA and the government bureaucrats, and they can move over to communist China, and they don't have to put up with that, you know, pay pensions or Social Security or Medicare or all the other workmen's compensation. They don't have to do that in other countries. We do everything intentionally to drive our companies overseas. And we're going to see now, in the very near future, a rapid decrease in the living standards in America. And people are going to shake their heads and say, why is this happening? But it's already planned, isn't it, Henry?
Oh, certainly it is. And you know, the poorer the United States becomes, the more successful the United Nations is. And that is the goal, to reduce the wealth of the West to increase the wealth of the East, or of the undeveloped or underdeveloped countries. And if that's just absolute stupidity. You never, ever, ever improve the plight of the poor by gifts. The only way to improve the plight of the poor is to arm them with the ability to earn, to create. But the United Nations hasn't learned that lesson yet.
Well, they've done a pretty good job over there in China. Why, in fact, you go into Walmart, you find almost everything that they're selling is made either in China, Malaysia, or India. I mean, it's not being made in the United States because, of course, that's the plan. But we can't tell the common American people that. They're too selfish. They wouldn't want to simply give up all our manufacturing and destroy the industrial potential of this country. But that's exactly what's going on, and not one person in 1,000 understands it. What sort of response do you get, Henry, when you talk to people about this, and what sort of response have you gotten to your book on globalism?
Well, it is interesting. People, generally, the first time they are exposed to this discussion, tend to roll their eyes and say, oh no, another conspiracy nut. Then, when they see something in the press that jogs their memory to something that they read or something that they heard about the globalist agenda, like a G20 meeting or like a new global currency, they say, well, maybe there's something to this. And then when they begin to actually read the documents, they say, my goodness, why didn't somebody tell me about this? And it's always amusing to me when I get a phone call from somebody that's just making that discovery. And they would just say, well, you know, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't somebody tell me about this 10 years ago, 20 years ago? And I say, we were shouting from the housetops as loudly as we possibly could. Where were you? But that's a typical response that I have seen over the years.
And I think that's really so true. And basically, the documents are there. I mean, you can get Agenda 21. You can get it through our ministry. You can get the Earth Charter and the Summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. All of these are the foundations of this move to change America. I mean, why all of this falter all about? Oh, my goodness, you know, we've got global warming. The CO2 level is up to 0.038% of 1%, 3,000th of 1% of the atmosphere. And what a terrible thing is. That's why we're having this terrible global warming. And you said that, but it's getting colder. I mean, overall, it's cooling throughout the world. Well, that's climate change, but it's the CO2. And Henry, the trouble is so many people believe this sort of folder.
Sure.
It goes against all logic. CO2 is so beneficial. I mean, we need CO2 from planets.
They'd
like to cut off all the CO2 and the plants would all die.
Well, you know, I like to point back to the original architect. I think that it's, and in fact, I often describe that the designer built in an automatic thermostat so that when there is the need for more vegetation to feed animals, the CO2 is provided. And when there's not, the CO2 diminishes. There was a time when the CO2 on this earth was 30 times greater than it is now. And that's the time when the dinosaurs roamed. And imagine what kind of vegetation it took to feed the dinosaurs. And it was the CO2 that provided the growth of the vegetation. But, you know, the original designer had a pretty good idea of what he was doing when he built it that way. And I think it is the height of arrogance for politicians especially and pseudoscientists to now say that carbon dioxide emissions are affecting the climate. That's just ludicrous.
I know, but it doesn't matter how ludicrous it is. If you say it often enough, and Al Gore gets all of the media coverage, and the critics are demonized and laughed at and ridiculed by the controlled media, people tend to identify with Al Gore, even though he never says anything that's true. But, of course, they teach our kids this in school. I mean, kids are not going to school for an education. They're being indoctrinated in environmentalism. We'll be right back with Henry Lamb here at the American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Henry Lamb, his book on globalism. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Henry, have a question for him or comment, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Henry, how can people get to your website? How could they get your book?
We have three websites, Dr. Stan. Freedom21.org is home base. And there you will find all kinds of information about the topics we're talking about here. Another is sovereignty.net. There you will find all kinds of information about the influence of the international community. And most recently, repeal17now.org is a new campaign we are just launching to repeal the 17th Amendment in hopes of restoring some integrity in the federal government by putting the Senate in the hands of state government as the founders originally designed.
And this is really a very, very important issue. Basically, America was never to be a democracy. It was to be a republic. And the people were not to be allowed to vote themselves into a dictatorship. Yes, we did elect our members of the House of Representatives by Democratic vote. But, of course, the members of the Senate, who were to be the check on the effort of the people to enslave themselves by voting for the people who promised to give them the most, the state, the senators were to represent the states. And, of course, basically, of course, we didn't have a direct income tax at the time. The money came from the states. And the senators who went back to Washington, D.C., if they voted to give a lot, take a lot of money away from the states to give to the federal government, they had to answer to the people who put them in office, the state legislators who were elected by the people. And they didn't want to send all the money from the states to Washington, D.C., where it would be wasted and a little of it would be given back to be used to control the local population. The 17th Amendment was put in by the Marxists to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. That's what it was about. And I think your idea of repealing the 17th Amendment is vitally important, in part because it's going to educate people about the difference between a republic and a democracy.
I have been absolutely amazed at the number of people who had no idea that originally the Constitution required that senators be elected by state legislatures, or why that was in the Constitution originally. But I get letters from people in response to my columns saying that they were never taught that in school. And come to think of it, I was never taught that in school. People must know, and they must know the difference between a republic and a democracy. And they must understand why the founders wrote the Constitution as they did. When the senators were chosen by state legislatures, the founders gave the Senate the unique responsibility of approving all international treaties, of approving all appointments by the president, of approving all legislation. But the 17th Amendment kicked out the states from federal government. And instead, now we have no check on the federal government, and it is a constant battle between the two forces in looking for control of power. The Democrats and the Republicans, the two parties, are fighting, but that's only for control of an out-of-control power.
Well said. Well, how can people get your book?
From any of our websites. We have a storefront on each of our websites, and just simply click on the book, The Rise of Global Governance, and we also have a DVD set, two discs, five parts, showing the rise of global governance on DVD. We also have a 40-page booklet called A Short Course in Global Governance that consolidates the major events over the last 100 years that brings us to where we are now under the influence of global governance. All this and much, much more is available at all of our websites.
And, of course, this is the common denominator behind everything. They want a world government. It is a subversive element because these people, many of them working for our government, having sworn an oath to our Constitution to uphold and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they themselves are enemies of the Constitution. They're subversives. They're working in government. They want to subvert our Constitution. and enslave us under the control of a world government ruled by a ruling elite, a ruling bureaucracy, where individuals will have no rights any more than the man who wanted to build a house on his own property, and he ends up being sent to prison. By a contrived jury, where one of the jurors, the major dominant juror apparently, was the brother of one of the people who was involved in this whole thing. Could this really happen in America? Ladies and gentlemen, why is 1 in 100 Americans in prison, adults in prison today? We have more prisoners per capita than they do per capita in communist China. 1 of every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole today. Are you concerned? 1 in every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. 1 in 3. And you wonder why black people sometimes feel that they might as well go ahead and be criminals. They're going to die or end up in prison. What other choice do they have? And maybe they're a lot smarter than we are. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're all in this together, and we've got to be concerned about injustice to our fellow human beings, whoever they are. So, Henry, certainly as you mentioned that as you tell people about what's going on, why they say, well, why didn't somebody tell you? Well, you are telling people, and you're getting information out on Agenda 21. And would you like to tell them a little bit about your organization? Because I mean, you put on conferences every year trying to educate people and of course, getting them to go back to their communities. Are we making any progress at all?
Well, I think we are, Dr. Stan, and I think this last election shows it. We began back in the mid-'80s, shortly after, in fact, the very next day after those federal agents left my neighbor's cornfield. I set out to find out how this policy came about. And in the doing of it, I created an organization of contractors in the state of Tennessee, only to discover that there was already a national association of land improvement contractors. And the work that we were doing in Tennessee attracted their attention, and they soon wanted me to become be their executive vice president. And it was in 1987 I moved to Chicago. And in 1988, we created, at the time, a not-for-profit organization called the Environmental Conservation Organization, because we believed in conservation, but we did not believe in preservation, and we did not believe in government regulating our private property rights away. But over the years, we discovered that our issues were much bigger than just property rights. And after the advent of a...
Hold that, Henry. Hold that. We'll be right back again. Our number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, it's the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins. Call 970-484-6523.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Henry Lamb. If you have a question for Henry, 877-254-7524. But, Henry, go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but the music came on. Go right ahead with your thought.
Well, I was just saying that we created our organization originally as the Environmental Conservation Organization. But as we realized that our issues were expanding to the international community, and especially after the advent of Agenda 21, we changed the name of our organization to Freedom 21, because we don't want government control of our behavior in the 21st century. We want freedom in the 21st century. And you're right, since the year 2000, we have held an annual convention somewhere around the country where we have had the leading speakers in the world, teaching our audiences about the dangers of globalism and how to defend against it, and we are continuing that strategy and continuing that work. We are expanding our publications, our DVDs, our educational materials, and in fact, not only our organization, but a group of organizations with which we are affiliated in the last 10 years have distributed more than 5 million pocket constitutions in this country in hopes of elevating the educational level about our Constitution. So, you know, we're doing everything we can possibly do with the resources that we have available.
And, of course, if we adhere to the Constitution, why we wouldn't have the problem? Certainly the federal government, by our Constitution, has no right to have anything to do with property. The 45th of the Federalist Papers talks about how the powers of the federal government are to be limited and defined, so we couldn't have a dictatorship. The powers of the state government were to be unlimited and ill-defined, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were issues of the state. So where did the federal government come off having to, be able to tell people what they can do with their property? Where do they get the right to that, Henry?
They usurp that right, and anything they can get by with only expands their power. And I have never seen the power of the federal government expand as rapidly as it has in the last 2 years. But it's not only in the last 2 years, it is in the last two decades. And it is a continuing and worsening problem. And that is precisely why we decided to launch this Repeal the 17th Amendment campaign, because, frankly, the only hope I see for putting restraint on the federal government is to give the Senate back to the states so the states can stop the federal government. It is a perfect example of this health care bill that was just crammed down our throats. Immediately attracted lawsuits now from 35 states. Had the senators sitting in Washington been sent there by their state legislatures, there is no way in the world that that health care bill would have passed. And the same thing is true for many of the unfunded mandates that have come down the pike in the last couple of decades. We absolutely must repeal that 17th Amendment, give the Senate back to the states, and then control the Senate by controlling our state legislatures.
Amen to that. And this is what's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. That's why this is such a point of genius, you know, to repeal the 17th Amendment. There was one of the senators a few years ago who suggested this. He was demonized and ridiculed and laughed at, and he was senile. And anybody who tries to do what's right will be attacked in America today. And that's why you've got to learn out there in the audience, you've got to learn our Constitution. You've got to understand that, as Thomas Jefferson said, when all power is centralized in Washington, D.C., we'll have a government as venal as the one we just recently separated from. And
that's exactly right. One argument that I like to make on the 17th Amendment is this. The people who oppose repealing the 17th Amendment put themselves in a precarious position, saying that they, in their infinite wisdom, are smarter than and know better how to structure government than George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, Roger Sherman, and the others who created that wonderful document. Now, I don't know many people that I would say are in a better position to structure government than our founders, and certainly not the likes of MSNBC talking heads or news commentators, and certainly not those people that call themselves politicians.
Well, we have a real problem, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you need to get a Constitution. You need to read it. You need to study it. We support the Institute of the Constitution, as you know. But you've got to understand the fundamentals of our form of government and the fact that the repeal of the 17th Amendment was one of the major problems in our society. And that's why we need to get back to the original 17th Amendment, where the senators will reflect the state government rather than the federal government. And we would not, as Henry points, we wouldn't have Obamacare if the state if the Senate has been answerable to the states, because nobody wanted it except the ruling elite, because they want to determine who lives and who dies. And that's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really care about your future, your family, about your freedom? Henry Lamb, parting thought before we let you go.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be visiting with you, Dr. Stan, and we appreciate what you do to educate the folks, and more power to you, and just keep it up.
God bless. I appreciate everything you do, Henry, and thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Very good. Bye-bye.
And Henry Lamb does a wonderful job through Freedom 21. Few groups I really trust and support out across the nation. So many of our conservative groups have been put up as controlled opposition. Henry is not controlled by anybody. I have the greatest respect for them. He's doing a great job, and we encourage you to support Freedom 21. Of course, our extension of it here in Santa Cruz, where I live, Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw, they work very closely together. You need to get the information on sustainable development on Agenda 21. It is the agenda for you and your family. It is being certainly carried out in an organized manner, but you're not to know until it's too late. That's why they're destroying our economy. That's why they precipitated this financial crisis. That, of course, why they're going to be running up the cost of gasoline, so you won't be driving around in your car. They don't want you in your car. That's one of the major functions and thrusts of Agenda 21. But they're not going to tell you that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Henry Lamb. If you'd like to understand sustainable development, we have a talk. It's on a DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. And then, of course, there's a syllabus. It goes with that. Very important. It's the only summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the 1,100-page report that came out of the Second Earth Summit meeting that was in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, where your future was planned by Al Gore and John Kerry, Prince Charles. Prince Charles is one of the major organizers behind that, the man who killed his wife so he could marry his girlfriend. And certainly there's very little question that that's what happened. Certainly the father of the young man who died with Princess Diana has tried to get the CIA files. No way will they let him have the CIA files or any information. And anybody who's ever studied it realizes that Diana was murdered. And but these people get away with murder. You see, they're beyond law. They're above the law. They're the ones who make the world laws. And Prince Charles, one of the major architects of this, and he got together a group of world leaders and financiers back in 1992 on his yacht, Britannia, and they hammered out Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the whole idea of global warming, all of this long-term planning for you common people so they can manipulate and control you. And, of course, the common denominator is to all these terrible environmental problems, many of which they actually produce, is more control over the lives of the people so we can save the planet. Well, you need to get the Global Biodiversity Assessment report. It was part of the Mein Kampf of the elite. Published by Cambridge University, and you can get it and read it. The Global Biodiversity Assessment is the title, and we have an original copy, but most people aren't going to put that amount of time in. We have a short summary of that in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the Earth Charter, information on Maurice Strong, who used to have a 200,000 little acre ranch up there in Colorado, where all the Satanists and occultists and witch doctors and shamans from all over the world and Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara and David Rockefeller would come for meetings and of course to develop their spirituality and come in contact with the true spirituality of the cult leaders from the world. Maurice Strong talks about an interview he gave where he talked about forming a secret society to destroy the economy of the world, because wouldn't that be better if we could just destroy the economy of the world? After all, the people wouldn't do it on their own, so they had to come up with this secret society to do it. Fascinating insight. You've never heard the interview. We have the original from West Magazine back in the 1990s, but you can get a good summary of it in my syllabus, Sustainable Development Syllabus. So you need the Sustainable Development Syllabus, as the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You need to get my talk, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. Then, of course, we have a four-tape set. But then you need Agenda 21, and we have both the original developed here in Santa Cruz, that's Santa Cruz Agenda 21, or the official United Nations Agenda 21. They're not publishing it anymore. They don't want you common people to know why there are people who don't want to go along with the elite. And, of course, some of them are going to be killed or have their homes burned. Our friend Tom Horn, who's been with us frequently, somebody burned down his house in the last couple of days, and we've had their friends who've been killed. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land.